3, 2, 1. And here we go again, another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning. How you doing, everybody? Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole, my usual co-host. Dr. Cole, of course, the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls, one of the co-team physicians with the Chicago White Sox, sports medicine specialist, orthopedic surgeon from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Dr. Cole, how's everything?
Steve, things are great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I love that we're getting into some warmer weather now, finally.
I'm sorry you're not able to play golf yet because of your shoulder surgery, but you're getting there.
I'm
probably
getting there.
3 weeks out, something like that.
Yeah, I can't wait. But yeah, the MOR, physical therapy, is terrific.
I'm glad you're liking it.
And I'm fully into it. I mean, I know that it's bettering me. So, it's I'm a hard worker at it. So I'm really enjoying
it. I'm reading your reports.
Oh, are you? Good.
Yes.
Good. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. No, I get them on a weekly basis. I know how you're doing, dude.
Really? Cool.
This is Big Brother.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, first topic, Dr. Cole. We're going to be talking with a gentleman who places hockey players for Division I scholarships. And let me talk about, have you guys ever played hockey in your family?
No, I love the sport, but I'm thankful that my kids never played it because my friends whose kids have played, it would be brutal just because the schedule, when they're in hockey, it's all in. As much as any other sport that you can do sort of at that high school age group, and they start often very young. So love the sport, but I have to say I'm kind of glad my kids never did it just because the time commitment was insane. So they did sports that happened on the weekends, and it wasn't involved in the summer, so it was pretty cushy. They did crew and lacrosse and things like that at high school level, so that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I have two boys, of course. Both played hockey. My younger guy then went to basketball because we said you got to pick one or the other. He wanted to play both. But the older guy is fully in. He's going to be 15 soon. And he played with the Chicago Hawks. They won the state championship, went to nationals, and won the first three games and lost in the quarterfinals. But he is fully in. Also plays baseball. But I'm going to bring on Dave Masiuk right here. Dave is the founder and president of JDM Consulting, and they do resources for youth hockey players, scholastic, and hockey to get to the next level. And also want to talk about overtraining. So, Dave, how are you?
Real good, guys. Really good. Appreciate you having me on board.
Excellent. First, tell us what JDM Consulting is, and what do you guys offer the youth athletes?
What we do is we take on players at various ages and we try to put them in the best position to get better on a yearly basis. Just get better, work at it, train at it. And then we advocate for the boys, whether they're bantam, then we advocate to midget, then we advocate to junior. Then when they do well at junior, then we solicit the colleges on their behalf, depending on what their abilities are and what positions the schools are looking for.
Dave, it sounds like these are pretty elite kids and skilled, because if you're going at the bantam and so forth and then getting to D1, have these kids been generally lifelong single sport hockey athletes?
You know, for the most part, yes, but hockey, of all of the sports, there's a lot of late bloomers.
Yes.
Like 55% of NHL draft picks never play one game.
That's
so
interesting.
What happens is there's a lot of kids that come on later. I've got a lot that have played AA to the bantam level or AA to the midget level and then want to go to the AAA level at midgets and then take a run at the junior process. So, but the guys that are at the top of the sport, they've done it from a young age. They put the time in, they train. But, there could be a little bit too much. I like the guys to be an athlete, to be honest.
Yeah, we've had a couple of kids come in. You know, interesting thing about hockey is I actually had a kid recently, a senior, who got checked and broke his collarbone, which is kind of hard to imagine. He's kind of a thin, more wiry kid.
Happened to Patrick Kane.
Right.
Yeah, I know. You're padded and so forth, and it happened from the check. Not from hitting the boards, not from going out on the ice, which I find really interesting.
You mean mid-ice and not near the boards?
Yeah, he was up, and he says it happened from a direct blow. But this is a kid who's getting ready to go to college. He's fine. I mean, you fix a clavicle, 8 weeks later they can play again, you know?
Right.
But it's you get these kids late in the game when they're transitioning to, the next level, and it's a real struggle.
Right, and some of the issue, too, some people have different intentions when you don't play the right level.
Right.
Like if you're at high school and this kid is serious about what he's doing, but then you got other guys out there, they're just running around like goofballs trying to inflict
that was
damage.
It's interesting. That was actually it was a teammate, and that was kind of the deal, and there was a lot of drama around that aspect, you know. Let me ask you a quick question. You know,
yes.
What is the typical trajectory? If you're a senior in high school and you're really good, what's like the typical progression when they go before they even get to college? I have a couple of friends whose kids. It seemed like they were going back to school again with Rodney Dangerfield by the time they get to college.
Exactly.
Right.
Here's the thing. Like with hockey, if you don't get an early commitment, if you're not a one percenter, okay, you have to play a minimum of 2 years junior hockey. Mm. You're going to be a 20.5-year-old freshman as an NCAA hockey player. For the most part, unless you're a first-round NHL pick, you'll go in as a true freshman, and then you'll stay a year, and then you're gone to the pros. So that's what I'm saying. It's a little bit of a process with the hockey that you don't jump right from high school to college. There's that interim 2 years where you're going to be playing junior hockey, and a lot of the guys even go sooner. Like if I could help it, I like guys to go a little sooner because the first year you play junior hockey, the same thing happens no matter what age you are. So you're going to get set, you're going to get scratched, you're going to sit in the stands, and you're going to have to learn, make the team first, and then learn to work yourself up a lineup.
Visiting with Dave Masiak, Steve Cashel here with Dr. Brian Cole at his Sports Medicine Weekly here on this Saturday morning. Dave is the founder and president of JDM Consulting. Really got time for one more question. I want to ask Dr. Cole, what other hockey injuries do you see out there, Doc?
We see a lot of groin sports hernia type injuries. Now, they're
right?
not
yeah.
so common in the kid group, you know, the sort of emerging adolescent teenager, but we definitely see them. So I don't see them as frequently. It's out of my purview, but they're rectus or abdominal strains, abdominal hernias, and some hip issues. And then it's not, you know, it's one of the, I hardly ever see an ACL tear from hockey. I mean, how many years have you been doing this?
35.
How many ACL tears can you recall? And taking care of these kids.
A few, but I've just been in it long enough to see them.
Yeah, but right, but not, what would you not, say, the what's the number, concussions? I mean, what's the number one thing you see?
I would say concussions, and I agree with you on the groin because hockey, you're going from 0 miles an hour to 100, and if you don't stretch properly, something's going to give.
Yep, I agree.
Great you stuff. Know? And yep. Your website, give us that, if you will, Dave.
JDMasiakConsulting.com.
JDMASIUK consulting.com. I know one of your partners, Johnny Mueller, one of our friends, golf pros at PGA's Tour Superstore, known him a long time. So, hey, great to have you on, Dave. And I've always been trying to plug the hockey thing because it's big in our family. So thanks for joining us.
Great sport. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Dave Masiak, JDM Consulting.